We're here with Ken Rocks and Ken, 3-2 on the day. You know, another great day for you. You got to be, you know, super happy to end the season off on another high note.
Absolutely. From where we came from in Hangtown, coming here and being 9 points ahead and just finishing third in the championship with 1 point, it's awesome, especially with these kind of conditions. They can either play really play in your favor or can really mess things up. So, yeah, we went third and second, so we ended on a high note, which is great. It's always good to finish the last race on a high note. We're third in the championship, which is good as well. So we're going to enjoy ourselves here for a couple of weeks and then get ready for Motocross of Nations.
Now, did you exceed your expectations on this season? Obviously, finishing third is a huge deal.
Yes and no. Like, I mean, you got to be realistic, and the competition was really, really tough this year. So just plug it. You know, when you come from something like 2016 where I won a lot, you want to go back there, but you got to be realistic. And I think showing that we've been a bunch on the podium lately here, and especially second place finishes, I think we've done very well for ourselves this year.
How crazy was the track today? Obviously, crazy conditions throughout the day, but it changed almost every single time you were out there.
Absolutely. It actually turned out not too bad for the last race here. Part of the track was not bad. Part of the track before the finish line was actually really gnarly. So, but it was a crazy day. It would have been too nice to be true to just have no rain, because yesterday the conditions were pretty good. It was deep, and no rain would have been really sweet today, but...
You have a big off season, I think, here coming up with Motocross of Nations, and I believe maybe a wedding in somewhere yep. in there too. So,
yep.
How forward are you looking to the next couple months? Obviously, getting a little downtime, but obviously,
yeah. I think the thing I look forward most forward to as of right now is having 2 weeks. I've taken it easy, go back to California, surf every single day, and do whatever I want, and then obviously we have a bunch of big testing days, and go to Motocross of Nations strong, finish that off, and then look forward to hanging out with my friends, family coming out from Germany, getting married to Courtney. Obviously, she plays a big role in my life, and it should be a good time, but I just can't wait to get everything on the road for 2019. It should be a good year.
Hey, thank you so much for being accessible all through the year. We really appreciate it, and congratulations
thank
on a great season.